Now to the case of Garda whistleblower Nicky Kyo, who made claims of widespread criminality in the force, including collusion with a Midlands drugs gang. After he raised those concerns, he said he was subject to bullying and harassment within the force. In March of this year, he made a formal complaint to that effect. But his legal team said this complaint effectively disappeared for several months and they received no update on its progress. This programme has learned that in recent days, a formal investigation has been launched into those claims under the supervision of an assistant Garda commissioner. But aside from the actual mistreatment allegations, Garda Kyo's legal team want to know why it took 7 months for the investigation to begin. Our reporter John Burke has the details and he's been giving me the background.
Well, back in May 2014, Garda Nicky Kyo made a series of allegations of major criminality within the force. Specifically, he claimed that there was collusion between a Garda and a major drugs gang member, allowing and even assisting the criminal to distribute drugs with impunity around the Midlands region. Now, Garda Kyo says that after he raised those concerns, he was subject to unfair treatment within the force. And in March of this year, Garda Kyo filed a formal bullying and harassment claim within the force. But as his solicitor told this programme last month, his client became quickly concerned that this complaint had been lost within the system. Now, he had other concerns. He was aware that a senior member who was linked to this bullying complaint may have been seeking promotion within the force. And the senior Garda in this case should have to declare if they were subject to any ongoing investigation relating to a bullying or harassment complaint. But if there was no investigation for any reason, then they wouldn't have to deal with that issue at all. So last month, Garda Kyo's solicitor, John Gerard Cullen, wrote to Garda management and sought key information. And that was, what was happening with the substantive allegation of criminality, the drugs collusion claims, and what was happening with the bullying and harassment case. And he also at that time wrote to the policing authority. And Garda Kyo's lawyers wanted to know if it was possible that a bullying and harassment complaint could be delayed or suppressed so as to allow a Garda seeking promotion to go ahead unhindered. Now, it's important to say that he didn't accuse any individual of specific wrongdoing, but he wanted the policing authority to look into those questions.
And Garda Kyo's lawyer, John Gerard Cullen, he did an interview, as you say, with this programme last month, and he said that as far as his client was concerned, this complaint had effectively disappeared. Following on from that, the Garda head of human resources, John Barrett, wrote to Garda Kyo's legal team and said that he had now taken over responsibility for this case. And he said he'd also written to the policing authority.
That's right. That was on October the 13th that he wrote to Garda Kyo's legal team, and he laid out a few significant new developments. And he said he was taking charge of the case, as you say, after it came to his attention. Specifically, he said that in terms of Garda Kyo's bullying and harassment complaint, and this question about whether such a complaint could be lost or suppressed, and whether that might lead to a senior Garda going through the appointments process with the policing authority without having to notify the authority of those bullying complaints, John Barrett said in that correspondence that he would also be seeking an answer to those same questions.
As you mentioned, 7 months have now passed since Garda Kyo made that complaint. In that period, Garda Kyo's legal team say they've had no indication whether this complaint was lost or misled for 6 months of that period. However, you've also learned that there has now been a significant development in the past few days. What is that?
Yes, my understanding is that Assistant Garda Commissioner Fintan Fanning last week wrote to Garda Kyo setting out a number of options arising from this original complaint that he made back in March. Now, one option was to enter into a process of mediation. If this wasn't acceptable to all parties, then the second option was to initiate an immediate investigation. My understanding is that Garda Kyo has opted for the investigation, and then in the past few days, Assistant Garda Commissioner Michael Finn was appointed to conduct a formal investigation into Garda Kyo's claims of inappropriate conduct with immediate effect. And further to this, my understanding is that a number of very senior Gardaí have been formally placed on notice that they'll have to deal with the allegations raised in this complaint as a result.
John, you've also been speaking to Garda Kyo's solicitor. What is he saying now?
Yes, I've been speaking to John Gerard Cullen, who is Garda Kyo's solicitor, and among the questions I asked him was whether he was pleased that an investigation was now going to take place 7 months after the complaint was originally made, but also whether the issue of this delay, as they see it, was still a live issue for his client.
The complaint appears to have been mislaid for perhaps 7 months, but of course I'm glad that it has been rediscovered. Now, apparently, there is confirmation that the standard grievance procedure will be applied in Garda Kyo's case. And of course I'm quite happy that the standard procedure is being applied, but given that it is Garda Kyo's right, I think that I should exercise restraint in any enthusiasm in the circumstances.
Your client's original complaint was made back in March of this year, as well as the substantive allegation itself. Are you also seeking answers as to why the investigation is taking place now and not sooner?
Oh yes, the manner in which the complaint was dealt with, its entire career has to be looked at, it has to be justified, and I have written to the commissioner in relation to that and the basis for the delay.
And that was Solicitor John Gerard Cullen for Garda Nicky Keogh, ending John Burke's report.